I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, an inside look at some on and off the court drama in Kentucky high school basketball. But first, on January 3rd, 1993, the Houston Oilers were guilty of the worst collapse in NFL history. In a first-round playoff game against Buffalo, they were spotted a 35-3 lead by the Bills, but amazingly, they could not close out the game, which they lost 41-38 on an overtime field goal. Present at that game was Buffalo News senior sports columnist Jerry Sullivan. Jerry, welcome to Only a Game.
Oh, thanks for having me.
In Tuesday's Buffalo News column, you described the circumstances that led you from the press box into Section B5 of Rich Stadium to, as you put it, quote, join the ranks of the faithful. Tell me about those circumstances.
Well, I was actually not assigned to write that day. Those were the days 20 years ago. I would not necessarily cover every playoff game, but I had a press pass and certainly wanted to be there and was, I imagine, preparing stuff for later. And during that comeback, it might have been after the onside kick or after they scored their second touchdown, I said, I'm going out and I want to feel what this is like. As a sports writer, you're often like feeling like distant, you know, the glass is between you and what's going on. I said, I want to get out into that crowd. I had a friend in B5. I'd gone and joined him on occasion, and I said, I'm going to go out there. I felt something might be about to happen.
Houston led 35-3 early in the third quarter. What was it like watching as the Bills scored 28 points in the third quarter and then tied the game in the fourth?
It was surreal. It was a little bit delirious, I would say. Some of the guys said they felt like their feet were off the ground, and quite literally, I think it helped affect what was going on with the Houston Oilers, who were a team with a history of choking in big games. And there was a point where, you know, even some of their former players have said they started to feel it. Being part of that moment, I really don't root. Certainly as a sports writer, you don't root. I might have cheered, you know, I couldn't help myself. But it really was more just to feel like you're in the middle of history. And it was something I'll never forget.
The Bills made the Super Bowl that year for what was to be their third of four straight appearances, but they lost all four of those games. So could it be possible that the comeback was magnified as a result of the four straight Super Bowl losses?
I think in retrospect, it is called their greatest moment, the moment that most reflected, you know, that team's winning resilient qualities. And again, having lost four in a row, it depends how you want to look at that. Some people saw them as losers. I wish they'd won one. It would have been better for the town, but they like to embrace that.
Buffalo fans use the term the comeback when describing that game against Houston, but that's not how Houstonians refer to it, is it?
I think it's the choke. There was a point where they were seen as choke city, and that was a choke. Darrell Talley, in a profane manner, when it went to 35-3 early in the second half, he said, we've got them right where we want them. Darrell's an amazing competitor and a crazy guy who had gone nuts at halftime in the locker room. But over the years, Frank Reich, who's sort of the opposite, calm, cool, under pressure, has come to believe that Darrell was right, that that's when the game really did turn, when they went down 35-3, not when it was 28-3, because he jokes, he says, I threw that interception just to really make them overconfident. But it really happened. That's when they really lost their competitive edge. They opened the door, and that was a most dangerous team you could do that to, and the most dangerous environment in Buffalo at that time was to open that door, and it opened after 35-3. Reich says now whenever he watches a sporting event in any sport, when it reaches that moment where you feel it's over, he thinks of that game. So it had a certain power that resonates over the years.
Jerry Sullivan is senior sports columnist for the Buffalo News. Jerry, thank you for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me out.
32 yards from the center of the field. Adam Lingner ready to snap it back. It's 38-all. Bills can win it here. Reich puts it down. The kick is on the way, and it is good. And the Bills have won it. The Bills have won it. The Bills have won it. They win it 41-38. Incredible. What a comeback by the Bills.
And the fans are all over the field.
Absolutely incredible. This place is pandemonium.
Look at the fans pouring.